1. Begin transmission.
Yeah, so, okay. It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I just sat down here. My cat was walking around going, oh, let's do some kitty stuff. And now I guess we're not going to do any kitty stuff. My cat has flopped over on the ground. Flopped on the floor, just out of arm's reach. So I guess we don't have to do any kitty business after all. Okay, so what does that mean? That means we need to drink some tea. It's pretty good. And I should probably turn the sound off on this game. I am watching some Under 20 World Cup right now. And still in the group stage, New Zealand is playing Uruguay. We're about 25 minutes into the game, and the score is 0-0. So anyway, I'm having a morning. I'm a little crampy and sore again. What is wrong with me? Am I not getting enough electrolytes? Am I not getting enough exercise? Am I getting too much exercise? Is my diet causing this? What is my problem? Do I need potassium? I probably need to get some bananas or something. I should go to the store and buy some bananas. Do I feel like going to the store today? I do have to go out today. I got to go back up to the hospital today to see another doctor. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, didn't you just go to the hospital yesterday? Yes, I did. Oh, that's me. I am hospital guy. So I guess I could stop at the store on the way back from the hospital, get some bananas, get some other stuff. What do I need? I can't even think of anything. But it's a fairly nice day today. I mean, it's sunny. I don't know what the wind conditions are like. It's not too hot. It's only about 70 degrees Fahrenheit. And now I know what you're thinking again. You're thinking, well, then why aren't we outside doing stuff? Well, the truth of the matter is, I forgot to change. Well, I didn't forget. The batteries. It's a battery issue. I needed to recharge the batteries again, and so I put them in the charger last night, or not even last night, yesterday afternoon, before 3 p.m., or around 3 p.m., and then when I went to bed last night at 3 p.m., the batteries still weren't charged, and it doesn't take 12 hours, and so I thought, okay, it's doing that thing again. Sometimes if the batteries aren't sitting in there just right or something, they won't charge. I don't know what exactly the problem is, but I've had this problem a couple times. So basically, I unplugged the charger, sort of reset the batteries, didn't notice that there was anything loose or anything, then I plugged the batteries back into the wall. And they're not recharged yet, but they probably will be very soon. And that's okay. It doesn't matter. And did I break a fingernail here? Did I break my one good important fingernail? Why does that feel weird? That's bad. We need to get out the emery boards. So yeah. Having an interesting morning. And then somehow, actually, I was thinking about this last night. Last night I was thinking, I really need to work on my ice maker. Because we're going to get into the high demand time for ice really soon. And I don't want to be stuck still doing this weird ice cake thing that I've been doing. So, while I had the freezer door open, while I'm getting my breakfast ready. What's my cat doing over there? weird rabbit kicks. Anyway, I had the door open and I was looking at, I took the ice tray thing out, the big tub of storage, right? Took that out and I started looking at the mechanism and the ice maker, and I thought, you know, if I could just take this apart and do this, but I can't really get in there. No, I'm not going to do that. And then blah, blah, blah. And then I thought, you know, what if this? And I started looking at the other thing, and I looked at the feed, and I thought, well, why was water dripping out and not getting to this and that and the other thing? And because there was some weird water dripped into the holder, and I thought, why, that's not, what's, where's this drip coming from? And then I realized, oh, is this the problem here? Is this the problem? And basically, there's some kind of tube that comes from the back of the freezer. Comes out of the back of the freezer, and it's not a complete tube. It's more like a half tube. It's a raceway for water. And I thought, is this the feed line? Is this the feed? Is this where the water comes in? It must be, because there's ice in it. And I thought, oh, I wonder if this is the problem. This is clogged up with ice. The water can't get into the ice maker. It's not making ice. Water's dripping down into the thing, and it's freezing there, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I must be some kind of freezer genius. And so I went to get my heat gun. Went downstairs in the basement, got my heat gun, got an extension cord, plugged it all in, pointed heat at this tube ramp water feed thing, this chute. Got that warmed up, and I thought, I wonder if that's warm enough to pull out. And sure enough, I was able to take the ice chunk out, the ice blockage. Then there was another piece of ice. Then I don't know where that went, but I think we lost it, so that's good. And then, damn it, what's wrong with my fingernail? And so I basically dumped out, I cleaned everything up, put the thing back in there, turned the ice machine back on, and now we're going to find out. Now we're waiting to see if it makes ice. I don't know how long that will take. Oh, it usually the ice maker is weird. Sometimes it takes a while before it'll start cycling ice. I don't understand how it works or what's going on, but it's weird. And blah, blah, blah. So, maybe we're going to have ice again soon. That will be nice. I will enjoy that. And now I'm kind of concerned with my fingernail here. What? What's the problem? Did I even play anything yesterday? Yeah, I guess I did. I chipped my fingernail, and I chipped it on top. How is that possible? Is it delaminating? I don't know. Nah, and I don't want to get out the emery boards and do anything, because my cat's right over there, and if she sees the emery boards come out, then we'll have to play kitty manicure, and that always takes forever.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Down, 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 down in Jamaica. was dreamy when I wrote this. Forgive me if it goes astray. Destruction, you know I didn't even care. They say 2000 party's over. Oops, out of time. So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999.
Radio Kitty?
And listen, with a drink, I got to know. Tap G tattoo, cause I'm rock, rock. Half black, half white, top, no. Gang of money,
oh, what's up? What I'm wearing, I notice when you're staring. You know that I can take it to the next level, baby. Harder than the A-list, next one on my hit list. Baby, let me blow your mind tonight. I can't take it, take it, take no more. Now
you waiting for?
Let's go.
Sunday.
I never had the feeling to either destroy or conquer.
I sleep with the day we are left in your wake, and when you pushed us into third place, when the truth is uncovered and the story's been told, you won't be able to look me in the face.
I never had the feeling to either destroy
land just like one big plantation. You did this to the African, you did this to the Asian. Famines were caused not by God, but taxation. The fruits of our labor were used to build your nation. Suck